Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Get started here with Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you, Manolo? Take it easy on me today. Not a lot of information in his head.
I have a gift for you.
What you're trying to soften me up a little bit with that.
Well, that's my son. My son's graduated from Berkeley.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Huh. He graduated years ago in history. But as in those times, they had a minor, which is business administration. And, you know, he has had a career that's taken him to Japan and different places as a good administrator. So
I understand that school's the top public university in the world, from my understanding. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, no catcher in the world is going to catch her every single day. But Sean Murphy proving to be a horse in the playoffs. However, he started very late for obvious reasons. His games. And I wonder if you believe that the second catcher is going to have to share at least close or maybe half of the duty in the first 2 weeks of the season at least.
Yeah, I think that's still kind of up for debate. So we'll see how we get there and how he feels. You know, last year we were probably going to have to start out with a limited workload for him, maybe two in a row and one off. Based on the fact that we got through, you know, that we were shut down for a while and had summer camp, he was able to be durable. So we'll see again how that works out here. But I wouldn't argue that fact based on the fact that he's getting a little bit of a late start. But, you know, we'll keep monitoring that.
Yeah, Murph was, when we asked him yesterday about the three possible candidates to be his second catcher, yeah, you smile. So I should say four.
See, so you're now you're going to somebody else to try to get an answer.
No. He was saying that he likes all of those catchers, and that the ace will be well served whoever gets that job. How happy are you to have those quality choices? And if all of them play up to their capacity in the next 10 days or 12 days. What is going to come down to decide who is going to be the number two catcher?
Certainly performance, but there are some other, you know, variables probably in play. One of them is, you know, Murph's health. There are a lot of things that come into play, as, you know, that kind of behind the scenes. So I prefer not to get into those, but at the end of the day, it's probably going to be performance.
Matt.
Hey, Bob. Is there a date that you're looking at for Rosenthal to throw in a game next?
You know what? I know we were going to give him a couple days off, so I'm not sure. It may be through the off day.
He came out of the outing the other day, okay?
Yeah.
And then sort of unrelated, but I think just there were probably general questions just kind of about what the effects, like short-term effects of last year not having a minor league season would be on guys who didn't get to play in games at all. For guys who were either at the alternate site or even weren't and weren't playing games last season, have you noticed any sort of, drop-off or anything like that from those prospects in the game so far this spring? Or does it look like they haven't missed as much of a beat as maybe they could have?
That's a good question, and that's something we were trying to keep an eye on here, you know, whether it was potential injury related or, in fact, it's a rest. And, you know, now you can be a full go this year. Some of our mini campers, some of the guys that didn't pitch, it maybe there's some command issues early on. You know, we've seen some walks and maybe some ugly innings, and that might have something to do with not competing, you know, being in competition like this, but I'm not sure yet. I think it's still kind of, let's wait and see and continue to evaluate that, because I think probably different organizations have different schools of thought on that. You know, as far as big league guys, I think maybe it was a break for them that they didn't have the type of workloads that they normally would. And maybe it could be a full go for them this year, as long as we get to the finish line healthy and, you know, at the pitch counts where we want them.
Shayna?
Mike Fiers threw or played catch yesterday. How did he come back after that?
He felt good. I'm not sure what we have next for him. It's probably going to be catch again today. Again, as I said before I got here, we have a show and go today, so we don't really have a workout. So I'm not up to speed on some of the injury stuff and when a Rosenthal pitch next, or you know what Fires is next, you know what he's doing next. I actually have a meeting right after this with Nick, so I'll probably have a little bit more after the game for you.
And is Chris Bassett starting tomorrow?
Yes. Bassett pitching tomorrow, Birch, Kolarik. Yeah. Tomorrow's the 20th, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince?
Bob, what does Austin Allen give you as you're looking at the differences between the guys that are fighting for that position?
Well, he's always been a guy that's been known as an offensive first guy. You know, I think Marcus Jensen's done a terrific job with him and on the defensive part of it, and understanding that, you know, that's first for a catcher, is the defensive end, the relationship with the pitcher, calling a game, being up to speed, you know, scouting report wise, and going into a game with the information you need. So Marcus has been great about that, and I think Austin has made significant strides in his defense and you know, being ready for each and every game. So, but he's starting to swing the bat again. You know, his last few at bats have been really good.
Based on what you saw from Sean in September and into the playoffs last year, Sean Murphy, what kind of back half of your lineup options can he potentially give you other than batting ninth, which he did a lot for you last year?
Yeah. Him hitting ninth means we have a pretty deep lineup. You know, we'll see where it goes. I think if he was fully healthy this year and came into camp, you know, right away and got the proper amount of bats, my guess is he wouldn't be hitting ninth this year the way he swung the bat last year. We will have another deep lineup, so I'm not sure. But I do know that guys in the bottom of our lineup tend to get some guys on base because, you know, middle of our order guys end up getting on base quite a bit too. So there's plenty of opportunities for production up and down our lineup.
And Lou gave you two strong innings yesterday against the Padres, including a key moment against Tatis and Machado. Do you need a specific guy that's considered a long reliever, or guys, or do you feel like guys like Lou and others can give you the two or three innings that you may need a lot of in the first 6 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I do think you need a guy that can give you multiple innings. You know, who that is and how we deploy it, we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, we've used Petit so often and having to go in and get out of a jam and then run him out there again the next inning. You know, last year, not as much. I used him for one plus. So I do feel like, you know, especially to start the season, depending on where our starters are, that we are going to need a guy that or two that's going to be able to give you two or potentially three innings. So I think we'll build Lou up. Birch Smith is another guy we could potentially build up to give us multiple innings too. But that's a dynamic you need probably more early in the season before the starters are completely built up.
And then as you make your determination on at least your early rotation, with the guys that didn't get that job, that's between Puck, Jeffries, Irvin, maybe somebody else, would they be a candidate for you to be potentially that guy that gives you that option?
Could be, yeah. It just depends on, you know, obviously Mike and health and, you know, but yeah, all those guys that are starters make a lot of sense to be the guy that could give you multiple innings. Say you're in a down game and you need three, and, you know, some of these guys could give you four innings. So that's kind of what the, you know, the depth starters do, and probably their role to be on your team early on.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.